background. She's been more of a nuisance than she usually is the past week or so, and I just wanted to arrive so I could finally hear myself think. After 2 long hours, I finally saw the white cottage surrounded by the corn fence. But because of my sister, we left much later than we wanted to, and as a result, almost everybody had already arrived, and that could be seen because of all the tents and trailers set up all over the place. The campfire was roaring in the backyard, but I didn't care. I would much rather wander around the cornfield. I knew I shouldn't. The adults would get all worried, and I could get lost, or I could get hurt, but it was quiet there, and next to the fire with everyone else, I could only describe as the complete opposite of quiet. I still had to wait for lots of the adults to go inside the house to prepare for the Thanksgiving dinner we would have later that night, but when they all left, that's when I wandered away. Slowly but surely, the voices trailed off as the distance between us grew farther and farther. The weird thing about cornfields is they all look the same. Once you've seen one of them, you've seen them all. However, there has always been something different about this one. Not only because of the small open area that my cousin had shown me one year, this one had a different feeling to it, and I didn't get stressed while I was inside. Even if I did get lost, I had peace. I wandered around for a solid 500 years, undisturbed like a hibernating bear that slept in. But at some point, I knew I'd have to go back so nobody would wonder where I wandered off to. So I wandered around again, but this time I didn't want to get lost, I wanted the opposite. It wasn't very efficient, and to be honest, I felt pretty lost, as one tends to do in a cornfield. I felt like a child who lost their parents in Walmart. However, that didn't bother me at all. I wasn't worried about not being able to find my way out, even though I had no plan whatsoever. Inevitably, I did find my way out. Everybody else resided in the garage, where there had been lots of tables to sit in equally a large amount of people. I first noticed the noise after aging a staggering hour and 15 minutes. I had grown accustomed to the complete and utter silence. "Oh, there you are," said my aunt, surprisingly calmly. "Where have you been?" "I went for a walk," I said, which was technically the truth. I was indeed walking. At that, she helped me serve myself a plate of food. Then I sat down next to my cousin Alex, and we talked about Xbox and soccer. Thinking about it, I didn't get very excited about being around a bunch of loud people while hugging a borderline lethal bonfire. However, amidst the chaos and pandemonium, I found peace talking about whatever I found interesting at the moment with my cousins. I still had to deal with the constant, "Look how big you've grown, and my, you've aged," but that's only a small price I had to pay to be able to relax. I looked down at my paper plate and realized that my turkey, stuffing, and corn had all disappeared. I must have eaten it, because my stomach felt pretty full. Having said that, I still grabbed another corn on the cob, ate it, and then decided that's where the day should end.